This is Lasar. Long time no speak. I have been on many a great adventure since I last recorded a podcast, and I have to admit I've missed it. So I'm back. And I'm back with a lot to share. And sitting with me tonight is my husband, Hugh Maloney.
Oh, good evening. Hello.
And we're going to tell you a little bit about our sacred venture that we are on and what we are launching into the world and what that might mean for you. And also, we're going to invite you to join us at the end of this episode to visualize and enjoy a meditation on what you are also bringing into the world. No matter what that is, even if you're not sure of it yet, we're going to join together with a little guided journey so that you can get in touch with the feeling of it if you did know what it is. And Hugh will also join me in doing that. So I'm very excited to tell you about the unfoldings for us here in Glastonbury, England. We have decided it's time to launch a bespoke healing retreat service based in the heart of Avalon, mystical land of ley lines, legends about King Arthur, the Mary Magdalene stories, Jesus and the Essenes, all linked into this powerful place that we're blessed to live in. And through many years of working on other people's retreats and with my private clientele, I've come to understand that it really is a great joy and a very powerful experience to work one-to-one with clients and to take them on a journey that is precisely created for them. So this means that not only will they work with myself, but I also bring in a select group of practitioners and therapists that I am blessed to know who are experienced in the ways of clearing energy, balancing the system, clearing trauma, helping our souls to release the history of what we have experienced through our multi-body, multi-journey, multi-lifetime journey. And we will also be weaving into that adventures into the local landscape, taking people to the world-famous Glastonbury Abbey, the site of the original Christian church here in England, reputedly started by Joseph of Arimathea and the group of Essene masters who would come here regularly with him. We will take our clients to the beautiful Chalice Well Gardens, which are famous for the Red Springs and the White Spring, which both of which come from underneath the famous Glastonbury Tor. So much I could tell you about that, but I shall save that for another time. Suffice to say that anyone who's lucky enough to come to us and go through a bespoke healing retreat journey will be on a very mythologically deep, nourishing, catalyzing and awakening journey. And this is to meet the needs of those souls who are awakening at this magical and powerful time in history, who are here to serve and assist other people in whatever way that you do that, be you dancers, artists, gardeners, cooks, business people, in whatever way. We know that by supporting you, we support the rest of the planet awakening and being lucky enough to find their way to the healers and practitioners and tools and practices that they need to awaken and bring the transformation to the planet that we all are so yearning for. Whew, that was a big mouthful. Take a deep breath with me, would you? Alrighty. So my husband is waiting patiently beside me here, I'm going to hand over to him so he can tell you about the umbrella company that Bespoke Healing Retreats comes under and what the big vision is for that. Hugh, over to you, my love.
Good evening, everybody. So before I begin, I just want to recap about an event that is happening here on Earth, which I'm sure many of you are aware of, is that the times, they are changing, and we have moved out of one age and into another, and many people call this age the New Earth, which effectively means that it's a different set of circumstances, and the energies that are now bathing the planet have completely changed, and the frequency of the Earth and its inhabitants is slowly rising. And so sacred venturing is a term that aptly describes a new way of doing business for spiritual enterprises. So if you are running a business, a spiritual business, offering healing, offering a range of spiritual tools and practices, then sacred venturing may be very interesting to you. So instead of being under the old way of being under a capitalistic system of making profit and feathering our own nests and looking after ourselves, sacred venturing is a new business model for the coming age, the New Earth age. And so sacred venturing basically establishes itself on the basis that we are absolutely committed to service to others. Instead of serving ourselves and being part of the old service to self order, this is a change in the energetics. And sacred venturing recognizes that we are all one consciousness on the planet, expressing obviously in our individualized ways, but we are all connected. And consciousness is the basis of that connection. And therefore, by that recognition, sacred venturing is about helping everybody to wake up, to heal, and to move past all the blockages that they've had in all their lives so far. So sacred venturing is a new way of doing business. In fact, even the word business has so many connotations, and that's why we use the word venture. So sacred venturing is a new way of running your venture in the world. And Bespoke Healings is the first organization that sits underneath that body. So sacred venturing and Bespoke Healings. So what makes sacred venturing very different? Well, in every decision that you come to or want to make about the shape of your business and the market you're in and the margin you're going to make and the individuals that you're going to have within the organization is a simple process of inquiry into yourself to ensure that you are not working from any hidden biases within your unconscious, which are tipping you in a direction that is more towards the old order than towards the new order. So that means examining things like the actual margin that you use to put on top of your services or products, is ensuring that there isn't an unhidden bias of scarcity and the need to be secure. And therefore looking, so every decision that you come to is to go in a kind of internal self-inquiry just to make sure that there's the lowest level of distortion in where the decisions that you come to. So that's an essential process that is needed to look at every aspect from the terms and conditions that you're using to the way that you bank, to way that you account, and all of this is really part of the old order. And so, yes, of course, the idea is that money is still a part of that process, although we do envisage in due course that maybe money isn't part of it in some sense. But it's about fair exchange. It's an exchange of energy which is fair to both parties by recognition that we are all one and that we serve each other. And we don't just serve our own unconscious biases for ensuring that we are safe.
So, for example, we could say, if we look at most of the foods in the supermarket and consider the companies that are making them and what ingredients are in those foods and how they have used the earth's... what's the word?
Resources,
thank you. To create what they're selling. And does it actually serve health? Does it serve well-being? And therefore, does it serve, for example, family life? You know, how is it to ingest something that is so full of sugar and colour and chemicals? What does that do to that person's body? What does it do to that person's emotional and mental state? What does it therefore do to their health? What would that do to their finances if they carry on eating like that? So for a business to operate from a primarily money-making motive, as has been the way for so very long in the world, is the very underpinnings of everything that is falling away of necessity, because life cannot sustain under those conditions. And so the evolutionary phase that we're all in of necessity is making us face how do we contribute to that machinery and where do we let ourselves off the hook and say, well, I've got to look after number one, or I've got to look after my family, therefore I justify how I live and how I work, and I just won't look at the trail that I leave. So sacred venturing then it's a turning point in taking responsibility for how we live and what we bring into the world.
Absolutely. Very well said.
Thank you. So, gosh, that has developed quite a lot. And I think for now we'll wrap up our discussion on that, unless there's anything else you want to add. Other than to say that we'd love you to take a look at our website. You'll find the details on the show notes. That's www.bespokehealings.com. And as I said at the start of the show, all of the practices and therapies that we bring and offer our clients are absolutely about soothing and resolving and bringing freedom to the spirit, so we can step out from behind these limiting and life damaging patterns and habits that we've all received and been conditioned into operating under. And if we can support you in any way, we look forward to hearing from you. And for now, I'm simply going to invite you to join with us in a visualization of the light within you burning brighter and brighter, so that you too can magnify the power of good that is inherent in you and bring it into the world to bring about the transformation that we all yearn for. So let's take a deep breath together. And another few deep breaths. So we like to call upon our higher selves first, always honouring the presence of life within us as the primary connection to Source or God or the universe, call it what you will. So as you take your next breath in, let it be an invitation to your higher self to guide you today, whether you're just beginning your day, or you're taking a break from within your day, or you're ending your day, wherever you are, allowing your higher self to inform you and rebalance you, to help you hear the heart, the desires that you hold within your heart, the magical gifts and visions that are yours to bring through into the world. Just feeling a sense of inner permission, a yes to serving life, allowing a gentle smile to grow inside your chest, reaching up within your face, a smile that says how beautiful this vision of each one of us sharing our gifts in a way that co-creates naturally with each other, that brings health to every man, woman and child on the earth. Feeling the yes within your heart that all industry and industriousness be offered for well-being, for mutual respect, not only of all humans but all kingdoms, honouring the animal kingdom and its right to live and thrive, honouring the plant kingdom and all the functions within Mother Nature. May each one of us operate in ways that brings balance and harmony. And whether you know what your gifts are or not right now, simply place your hands on your heart and make a commitment to open, to understand more. And let's ask our higher selves to bring into our energy all the divine energies we most need right now to progress towards living that way more and more. Towards meeting the right people, it will support your vision. And to letting go really effortlessly, as gracefully as possible, of those people who do not naturally vibe with you and who you are, what you're here to bring. It's okay. We don't have to take everyone with us. We'll be guided. Who to group with, where to go, what to do. Take a nice deep breath into that. I'm going to hand over this moment to my beloved here to finish up in a moment of invocation, dedication, and release this vision into the world with you.
And from this place, this core part of you, the deepest aspect of you, this is your mooring, and from this place is what the basis of sacred venturing is all about, this connection to your deepest self. From here, we connect ourselves into the heart of our own sacred venturing. And we draw inspiration and make decisions and determine what happens by listening to this silent, deep aspect of ourselves, letting it guide us forth. Our faith
in what we're doing springs forward, allowing us to deeply trust and let go of any doubt that where we're going is the right place for us. Because in this place, amazingly, all destinations are the right ones.
So thank you for joining us today. And we hope that you've enjoyed this dip into exploring what sacred venturing is and how it's going to be benefiting the world as each one of us finds the adventure that we are born to deliver on and to share and shine into the world. I invite you now to take a nice, full, reach, deep breath and have a stretch. And imagine as you breathe out that you're breathing out sparkles, smiles, invitations. And as you breathe in, you're welcoming into your world the new opportunities and people that are going to lead you forward on what you are here to bring in the world. While you're at it, check out Bespoke Healing Retreats. That's www.bespokehealings.com. That's in the show notes as well. And if we can support you in what you're here to bring through on this glorious planet, do give us a shout. For now, sending a goodbye from me.
And love and light from me. Good night.